The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
We all know there is more to preparing for retirement than just saving. What steps are you taking to preserve what you've saved? Well, Eric is going to cover some of those options for you to consider for your family. We thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer, and Eric is here to help you weather most any economic storm. He's a retirement advisor here to help you out. 800-454-1184. That's the number to call. Get a complimentary appointment. Get on his calendar, 800-454-1184, and transform your retirement worries to confidence. That's what our show is all about. Get our complimentary toolbox. It comes with Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth. Get other educational materials. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to this same number, 800-454-1184. Find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, Eric, hello to you.
Hello, Luann. And yeah, it's really a great time to be talking about stuff that's guaranteed, stuff that's protected, because we haven't seen, such great rates in decades, really. So,
yeah. All right. So how do you talk to people about preserving what they've saved? Because, they've spent all their years building up their savings, get into retirement, and you're scared. A lot of people are scared to spend what they've saved.
So, really what people want is they need three types of money. They need to have some money that is foundational, which we mean is something that's guaranteed, it can't drop in principle. They need some steady income money, and then they need the market money. Now, most people, it's all market, right? In your 401k, the only options you got is all stocks and bonds. So what do you do for having some baseline that's guaranteed? Well, for the last 20 plus years, insurance companies have been outpacing banks on that side of the world. And even with a huge increase in rates, insurance companies still have the edge a little bit. So we're still mostly recommending those. And, there's some great tools. There's the ones that, don't have any annual fees or costs. And every time the market goes up, you earn a rate based on that market change, that market increase. And those you can earn up to double-digit returns now. We've not seen those since these products really pretty much came out in the late 90s. And also, you can take money out. You do have some liquidity, but not as much. So that's all. There's always going to be a trade-off, right? Anytime you have something guaranteed and you get better rates, they're going to probably tie up your money for a little bit longer. But you need to have some of that money guaranteed, because in those bad years, and you think about every decade, pretty much 2 to 3 years are usually bad in the market. And so that's what you want to do, is you want to protect it for those 2 to 3 years where, the market's going down. And if you have some money that's at least guaranteed to pay your baseline costs, right, your plus Social Security, if it can keep paying most of your fixed costs, then you're only worried about the market money for your fun stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Entertainment, the trips and all that other stuff. So a lot better way to go.
So, Eric, what is guaranteed income? Explain that.
Yeah. So there's kind of two ways, to have some of your money guaranteed, right? One is just having good accumulation. So it could be a high yield CD. It could be an insurance company tool that's averaging between 4% and 7%. But on top of that, you could actually have some that pay you money for the rest of your life. And there's been lots of studies out there that talk more and more. There's a guy named Wade, his last name is PFAU, which is always a weird one. So with Wade, what he's done is several studies where he's talked about the fact that you need to have some sort of lifetime income just to make sure that you if you're one of those lucky ones, it makes it to 100, 105, who knows, 150 nowadays, right?
Yeah.
That money just keeps getting paid. And so what those are is those are tools that, you know, you put some money in there that usually you want to have them kind of percolate or whatever term you want to use, let it grow for a little while. And then it'll pay that money for as long as you live. Even if it runs out of money, it'll keep paying those dollars. And there's a lot more and more financial evidence saying that that's something you really need to have. And we used to all have it, right? I mean, at least our grandparents probably did, or somebody like that, where they had pensions. And that used to be a retirement plan. It was just for buying a boat or, you know, a second house or fun stuff, right? The pension paid for everything else. So, you know, that was one of the things that's changed, right? Is we don't have those pensions to back us up. So we need to have some sort of plan. And so that's one of the things that we built out when we built out this toolbox that we have. And this toolbox has a lot of great resources, like, will I outlive my money? What's, you know, the best way to do Social Security? Because obviously that affects how long you have money, right? Am I paying too much money in taxes? And he even has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. So, you know, if that's something you want to grab and download, lots of great tools. They're very quick reads. It's to me, I think it's more about learning the information, getting that education, and then taking that next step. If you want to sit down and talk with us, we can go from there too. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184.
All right. And I want to say a lot of people are taking advantage of this. So, you know, go with them and do the same thing. We know your phone is handy. Put that number in your phone. All you have to do is text. So we make it so easy for you. And Eric and his team have worked so hard on putting this toolbox together. And you can get Eric's book in there, like I said, along with other bunch of educational tools. Head to their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. You can read more about it there. And we thank you so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heck. But I'm Luann Fulmer. So there are at least 102 million Americans living with a life insurance coverage gap. About half of the households would face financial hardship within 6 months if a wage earner died unexpectedly. And about a quarter of households would suffer financially within 1 month. So people need life insurance. I think they don't realize it, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a need for it. You know, there's kind of two ways to think about it. One is, do you just need the coverage, right, for paying off the mortgage, taking care of the kids at home, and, you know, things like that. So that's where some inexpensive term insurance can be kind of pretty good way to go. Stuff that you can buy and have a fixed rate for 20 or 30 years. The problem is, at some point, that's going to run out and be over. What I end up working with is a lot of people who are older. They still need life insurance. They still need it for paying off bills, for offsetting one loss of Social Security check. Yeah. And then they also need it for long-term care, because most policies nowadays actually will allow you to speed up the death benefit and use it for long-term care. So, you know, one of the things that you see talked about a lot is, you know, these goofy terms like laser fund, which I don't know how people get away with using, 7702 plans, all these other things that they hide what it really is life insurance. But there's also a great way to fund it where you max the premium out and you get the smallest death benefit. So this is the opposite case. This is for people who are not needing a lot of life insurance, but just want a lot of tax deferred growth. These can be great tools for that. I mean, I've been a big fan for a long time of that. The only problem is they're marketed really awfully. I find a lot of people say, oh, here, put all this money in there and then you can take it right back out. No, you usually need it really at the short end, 7 years for that money to be in there, but ideally 10 years for that money to be in there. So if you're trying to get an income source and you're 68, you're trying to get money out when you're 70, this is not the tool for you, right? Yeah. So, and then also if you are using it as a, you know, great tax-free income tool, because you can borrow this money out so you get the money back out tax-free, it can, again, be a great tool, but a lot of times people say, oh, it also would have give you a lot of long-term care benefits. Well, the way you get that tax-free income is you use up some of that death benefit. And if you've done that, then there's not much long-term care benefit. So again, don't get swayed by the marketing and the hype that some people do. Set up a time with us and talk, and we'll give you the straightforward answers on what's the best way to design it for you, what's the best way to use it. But yeah, it can be a great tool for anybody of any age. I mean, I've got a lot of clients that are in their 30s and 40s that buy this, so that way they've got a bunch of money built up by the time they retire. And they also have access to it before they're 59 and a half, which is great. But also have a lot of retirees that have this too, because if they know they need some tax-free income and some money that they can keep taking out and also have that long-term care benefit. So again, there's a lot of options out there. You know, we've got a lot of these, a lot of this great data set up at our Wealth Creator Toolbox. So just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We'll be right back with more from Eric. This is Wealth Creator Radio.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast, though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial right here in Silicon Valley. How many times have we all heard this before? It's not what you make, it's what you keep that counts. So it's less about the number of dollars you've saved, more truly about the strategies that you use with your savings. You want to make sure your money is moving in the same direction for one purpose, one singular purpose, and that's your retirement. So, Eric, let's talk about some of the things we can do to get our money moving in that right direction for retirement.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, one of the things I think people think of money is sometimes it's like points on the scoreboard. And the more you have, the, you know, ooh, I'm better off, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's just think about that. If you've got $100,000 in a traditional IRA or you have $100,000 in a Roth, which one's better? Well, that's pretty easy, right? A Roth, because a Roth is tax-free. Right. So $100,000 in a traditional IRA would be maybe $70,000 after taxes. So you could have a lot more money. You know, if you have $1 million in a traditional IRA or $800,000 in Roth, again, right? Same percentages. It's what you keep after taxes, what you can spend. That's really all that matters. You know, lots of times people too also will talk about that 4% rule, you know, how much you can take out and so forth. But there's financial products out there where, you know, you can set up an income stream for life on a guaranteed basis. And lots of times those will end up paying you at 6% or 7%, depending on your age or when you start and such. So that kind of blows away the, you know, that 4% rule. If you can get, you know, I mean, difference between 4% and 6% is 50% more. Lots of times people don't really think that math in their head, but you know, it is 50% more income, right? So yeah, there's a lot of ways to structure things, but again, it, you know, always comes down to that awful word that nobody likes to do is planning. So, you know, yeah. So if you plan ahead, you can get this done. So a lot of times, yeah, I've got clients that where they think, oh, I don't think I can retire. I'm not gonna be able to do this. And then we realize, hey, no, if we structured right, you're going to be fine. And, you know, lots of times it also depends on how much you're spending, right? That's the other big one too. So, if you got a $5,000 or $6,000 mortgage and you know, you're 69, okay. Yeah, you know, you're going to need to have a lot more money probably. So, So it kind of depends on the situation, but again, yeah, gotta have some planning, right?
Gotta have some planning. And honestly, yeah, what we've saved, that's what we've saved. But we have to create money from that, right? We have to create income from what we've saved. And that's the big question in turning our savings into income. So let's talk about how we can find that right financial advisor to help manage our money in retirement. I would hate to do it alone. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, there's so many online tools and, you know, websites and all these things. And the silly part is they all just say, hey, take this much money out of your money, you know, out of your accounts and all that. Well, that's easy to be said, but one of the things that, my mom was always worried about, and, the reason why my book and a lot of my stuff's named Worry Less Wealth is because she was always worried about where's my money going to come from? You know, how am I going to get this out? And it's a pretty common question that, you know, I get for clients where we've done maybe planning for 3 or 4 or 5 years and now they're taking that big step, and you know, which is a big scary step. One of my clients kind of equated it to a Wile E. Coyote when he runs off the cliff and runs in the air before he finally drops.
And so
it can be really scary. And most of us probably maybe have at least 10 buckets when we hit retirement of money, right? You got some bank account money, you got maybe some brokerage, you got an IRA, Roth, or you know, when you add those all up, especially if you're married, you've got all these different buckets. Well, which one do you take first? Which one, you know, so a lot of times people just take their savings first. Well, a lot of times that's actually really horrible because, you know, I was working with a client that sold their house last year. They were in an insane tax bracket. The funny part this year is they're in the lowest tax bracket. I mean, they went from literally the top to the bottom in terms of tax brackets because right now they haven't turned on Social Security. Well, his wife's about to, and they haven't needed other stuff because they still had some money in the bank. So this year, we should either be doing some Roth conversions or withdrawing money from IRA because they're in such a low bracket. So the part that people don't understand that a lot of times they have financial advisors or websites that say, you know, go talk to your CPA, and your CPA goes, go talk to your financial, you know, advisor or whatever. You know, they do this game of, I don't want to give you tax advice. I don't want to give you financial advice, but you need both.
But you need it. Yeah.
Yeah. And if neither one's going to step up to the plate, that's awful. So that's why I'm actually licensed to do taxes and knowledgeable about that is because you need to have that background, because the weirdest part about retirement is you get to pick your tax bracket. People don't get that until they have no idea what I mean by that until they actually see it in action. But when you're working, if you get that W-2, there's not much tax planning really you can do. There's little things, but not monster things. When you hit retirement, you can pick when you turn on Social Security. You can pick which account you take money from. And every one of those accounts is going to have a different effect. And it's the cumulative effect, right? It's not just one thing or the other. If you took a whole bunch out of one, it might raise your Medicare premiums. It might do other things. There's all sorts of adverse, you know, side effects of different ways to do it. And then there's also the dumb advice of, oh, don't take anything until you have to out of your retirement accounts. Well, yeah, if you go from the 12% to the 24% bracket, sorry, that's double, right? Why would I want to pay double the tax? That means you have to earn twice as much return just to keep up. That's just not going to happen, right? So that's where planning really comes in. And that's why we set up the toolbox that's was got a lot of great things in there. Social Security decision. Will my money last as long as I do? It also has a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. And then even more importantly, you could set up a time to talk with me, Eric Heckman, directly. And you know, we can set up a call to find out what are your goals? What are you trying to achieve? So, you know, again, download that toolbox. It's a great resource, great place to start. Get yourself educated and get those resources. So again, all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And I do want to mention, you know, Eric, you have said your system is working very well for people. So our retirees listening need to take advantage of this. Another thing you can do, Eric, you have lots of events throughout the year. For all those details and even to sign up for them, go to wealthcreatorradio.com. Great information there, wealthcreatorradio.com. So, Eric, you know, some people might be listening and not even realizing maybe they need a financial professional to work with. So what are some common signs maybe that you've seen that maybe people can think, oh, maybe that's me. I need some help.
I find for most people, it's usually when it's a big enough number that they don't want to mess it up. So lots of times once you hit the 250, especially the 500,000, you know, of investable money, right? Liquid kind of money, you know, not talking about your home equity, right? Once you get that $500,000 or especially $1 million, that's where a lot of times they need it, especially when people hit, you know, that part of the field where they're getting almost to the touchdown and the, you know, you don't want to mess that up. So just like in football, you know, you're trying to get to cross that goal line. Well, we want to do the same thing in our financial life, you know, 5 to maybe 10 years before retirement. And they start realizing, I was okay with building it up. I'm okay with, you know, what I've done so far, but I have no clue how to go the other direction, right? How do you flip it around and go in reverse and take this money back out? And you know, how my, what potholes do I don't know about and other things? And you know, it's a lot of times knowing what you don't know. And of course, you don't know that until somebody tells you.
Yeah, so, exactly.
So how do you find out? Well, that's when you work with somebody. And usually you want to work with somebody who's a holistic planner that does retirement distribution timeframe. So there's some people that, like, you know, if you just need term insurance, say, or you just need, you know, car insurance or whatever, talk to an insurance agent, right? If you want to have a little portfolio advice or something, you can talk to an investment manager or just go online or something. But if you talk to a holistic planner that knows taxes, licensed to do taxes, can do income planning, can do investment planning, that works primarily only with people in that 50, 55, 60 age category and up, to show them how to switch that money into retirement, you know, that's super critical, I think, because it's a very different thing. It's just like, yeah, you don't go to a pediatrician when you're 50, right?
You know? Right.
So, I mean, you might want the lollipop. It's nice, but...
Just go buy one.
Yeah, just go buy one, right? And you look really tall compared to everybody else. So same thing here. Is you don't want to be going to some generalist, some investment manager or something. You want somebody who really knows about this, who knows how to use all the various tools out there. And really, to me, it's always, financial planning has always been more of a puzzle. How do you take all these pieces together and, you know, put them in the right spots? And then year to year, you have to keep watching this. This is not like a one and done thing, by the way, by any means, because right. Tax laws change, you know, Medicare law changes, all these things, right? There's always going to be some changes going along. And so you need to have that ability to have, you know, knowing where you're going, am I still on track? And is everything still good? Or did I spend kind of like too much money on too many fun trips? You know, all those fun things, right? So, yeah, so that's why we set up the digital toolbox, to have a lot of great tools in there, a lot of great information. Social Security Dilemma, you know, when do you start that? Will my money last as long as I do? My book, Worry Less Wealth. And you can even set a time to talk. And I think it's more critical to do that. I mean, just set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We just, you know, no pressure or anything. We'll just find out about your situation, see if we can help you, give you some advice. Sometimes we just part as friends, and lots of times we'll say, no, yeah, we could definitely help you a lot. So you want to get that information. So the easiest way is you can either text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Retirement is not a sprint. It's really like a marathon. But how do you plan for something that you cannot see the finish line? We're going to talk about that next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Stick around.
Do you know whether your retirement plan has any weak points? Discover ways on giving your financial future the proper tune-up. Simply go online to wealthcreatortoolbox.com to gain a better understanding in taxes, Social Security, and other ways to manage your portfolio.
And that's how it's done.
That's wealthcreatortoolbox.com.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Thanks for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. And Eric is offering to help you create a retirement strategy. Together, you can look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare plan, legacy plan. All those things are part of your strategy, your retirement strategy. You can get this toolbox at no cost. Just text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. And Eric and his team can help you with a wonderful retirement plan. Now, retirement isn't a sprint. It's like a marathon. And you have to pace yourself just like in a marathon, because, you know, you have to make it to that finish line. But the challenge with the marathon of retirement, Eric, is that we don't know where the finish line is. And we're all living so much longer than ever. So are your clients concerned about running out of money before they run out of life? And then how do you help them? You know, how do you kind of comfort them and make sure they're going to be okay?
Yeah, I remember there was a study a while back talking about mostly really women that had this huge fear of being the bag lady, right, on the street, the corners, yeah, and running out of money. And even people with millions of dollars will have this fear. And so it is one of those things that we all worry about, right? Is how long's that money going to last? How long am I going to last compared to my money? I guess it's probably the best way to say it, right? And you do need to plan for that, because the things that used to kill you now just slow you down. And yeah, you might take a pill for this or that. And yeah, I mean, I remember when my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63. At the time, it seemed like such an amazing thing. And yeah, you know, now you got like stories about, you know, people that are 100 doing, you know, parachuting from planes and, and stuff like that. So our concept of age is massively changed. And so that's one of the things that you have to do is make sure that you have a plan. And like you said, it is, you know, more of a marathon. I do a lot of cycling, as you know.
Yes.
And, so one of the things, especially, my youngest son, Aiden, likes to ride a lot with me. And, you know, we did the California coast. Well, he did the first 6 days of it. Usually he sticks behind me and stuff like that. But some rides, he used to do this a lot more. He doesn't do as much. But sometimes, especially on downhills, he would pedal harder to go up the next hill a little bit, and go past me. And sure enough, on the next hill, as that hill would go back up, I'd pass him again because he spent a lot of energy going downhill.
Yeah.
And I just coast. And then he initially gets higher, but then he has to start working harder. And he's already been working harder. So pacing yourself is a big part of retirement and making sure that you can survive and last the whole time, right? That's one of the big things we do here at Heckman Financial, really, is we're looking at our clients every single year and saying, okay, you spent this much money last year. Here's how everything else did. Are we still on track? Everything's looking great. That's great. Or, you said you were going to be spending, I literally had a client that they said they're going to be spending $9,000 a month in retirement. And I just had them do the no BS budget, as I like to call it, but where you just take your last 12-month bank statements and add up everything you spent and divide by 12. And when they did that number, it came out to $15,000 a month they were spending. They were $6,000 spending more than, off of nine, right? So that's, that's not a little bit more. That's a lot bit more, right?
Yeah.
And so that all of a sudden really was messing up their projections. And so that's one of the things that we're able to tell you every year by year. So again, going back to the whole marathon versus sprint, you got to be checking in to see how long your distance is. Are you going to still make it? You know, do you have everything like for me when I'm cycling, when's the next place I get water, right? Do I have enough food and all that type of stuff to make it through? And same thing with retirement. Yeah, you got to be planning on that. And, and that's one of the things that you have to do is have some lifetime money, have some guaranteed income that's not just government based, so not just Social Security, something that you've developed on your own. So that's one thing we help people with. And, having some money that's also can't go down in those bad years. But you also need to still, again, have that money that's growing. So you still want the market money. And then on top of that, you want to have some stuff that pays you income. So really those three types of money is one's foundational. So the stuff that can't go away. The other one's steady income, paying your cash flow. So that way you always have some cash in your accounts to withdraw. And then lastly, the market stuff, which of course we all know is the most volatile. So, when you have all three of those, the plan can work really well. But if you only have one or two, it can be pretty ugly sometimes in some years.
Right. So that is exactly right there, what you do to help people plan for additional challenges that can come with living a long life, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So, one of the things that we do is look at all that and say, okay, what's the best tools to use? And I don't limit myself to any sort of different tools. Like sometimes you hear some of these ads like, you should hate this product because we hate this product. Really? Why do you hate a product?
Right.
You got to
see what it's used for.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate hammers. I mean, they're great for driving in nails. They're not great for putting on windows or something like that. So I just think it's silly when people say stuff like that. And really what you want to do is what's the best tool for the job? What's the best way to get that income? What's the best way to get that plan? How do we get you across the finish line and make sure you're going to be there and not have to worry? So again, that's why we've built out all these tools in the Wealth Creator Toolbox. We've got Will Your Money Last As Long As You Do, which is what we're talking about, right? The Social Security decision of, when to start that, because obviously that affects a lot of that too. My book, Worry Less Wealth, And even you can set a time to talk, and we can set a time to talk with me, not somebody else, my staff. So, you know, if you want to set up time and you know, just be on the phone and just say, hey, here's my concerns, here's my questions. And then we can kind of go from there if it makes sense for us to meet or we just part as friends. So, again, if you want to set up a time and get that information, that's great. If you just want to get all that education materials, either way, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. All right. So, Eric, with a longer life, we're going to see things happen throughout life, good and then some bad. So let's get into some of those specific challenges that I mentioned that we do need to plan early for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the things that nobody really likes to talk about, and I think financial advisors are almost even worse about it, is what happens after one person's gone.
Yeah.
Right. So if you're married, you know, my parents had plans for, okay, my dad used to always say he lived to 88.
Aww.
You know, and he's still on track for that, but may not quite make it there. But he had no plans for my mom to get sick and die 3 days after her 60th birthday. I mean, she never got a Social Security check. She never got all that stuff that we'd planned on. And, you know, life happens, right? I mean, you got to, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? So that's one of the things that I think people need to be looking at. You know, another one is some sort of long-term care. How do you make sure your money lasts? If something happens, you know, one of you need to go either have home health care or go into some facility. Those numbers are astronomical. I mean, it's right now 9, 10, 11,000 per month. It's not as bad for this, you know, if it's a second spouse that needs it, that's not what I'm concerned about. The more concern I have is the first one. Because if that first spouse ends up draining $300,000-$500,000 on their care and that other person lives 20 years, that's going to really affect their income. And then obviously when that person passed away, you also lose one Social Security check, right? So you lost assets, lost income, you lost a lot. And
yes,
obviously your spouse too, right? So I think that's one of the big areas to look at. Obviously, taxes, people always think, oh, and retire in a lower tax bracket. Well, guess what? You're going to have no write-offs. Most of the write-offs have been removed anyways. And, you know, your taxable income, lots of times your adjusted gross income might be lower, but your taxable income often is not that much different. And so, again, you have to have a lot of tax planning in retirement because there's a lot of tax mine fields that you hit with all these different buckets. So, again, it always comes back down to the same evil, awful word, planning, right? Planning. Nobody likes to do that. We don't want to do the fun stuff in life. We want to just go have fun and not have to think about it. But the funny part is once you plan more, you have more time to have fun.
There you go.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of great tools that are not long reads. They're really fast to go through. So we've got a couple PDFs up there about will my money last as long as I do, Social Security Dilemma. My book, Worry Less Wealth, that one's a little bit longer read. And then you could also even set up a time to talk with me directly and, you know, find out what are your concerns. We can kind of go over that and see if it makes sense to meet. There's no cost, no obligation with working with us. So, again, if you want to set up that time and or just at least get that data, all you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox 800-454-1184 or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman will be right back.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Are we headed towards a recession? If so, how will your retirement be impacted? With so much uncertainty on the horizon, the decisions you make today can have a huge impact on your financial future. When should you take Social Security? How will you reduce the impact of inflation? Are you comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking with your savings? Join Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial for an informational webinar where he'll discuss these factors and more. Spots are filling up fast though, so claim yours now. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com to find the day and time that work best for you. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't let a recession or whatever the future holds dictate your retirement dreams. Sign up now for this free and informational webinar with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is a well-known speaker and author. He can provide you with some guidance to get you to and through retirement with worry-less wealth. That is his goal for you. When you like to worry less, well, that's what this show is all about. Eric explains. Now, right now is a time, Eric, where I'm going to read some questions for you. Okay, we're going to dig into your Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. And then you're going to give us some answers. So these are from retirees. Are you ready for this?
Yep, let's go for it.
You're always ready. Okay, I'm planning on retiring in 3 or 4 years, and I'm thinking really hard about relocating. What are some things to consider as I'm trying to narrow down my options for where to move?
Well, probably the biggest one is, what are you going to do with your house? You know, are you going to sell it? You know, you get the $500,000 if you're married, or $250,000 capital gain exclusion for single. Yeah, you know, depending on how long you live there, for a lot of people in the Bay Area, that's their way over that, so that you may have a pretty big taxable hit. So that's one thing to be thinking about. One benefit if you're staying in California, the new Prop 19 allows you to move your property tax basis from way back when to any other place in the state, so that can make it nicer if you're trying to move to the foothills or something. Obviously, if you're going to move to a tax-free state like Texas, Nevada, Washington, something like that, you know, then that does play into a lot of things about your financial plan, because you're deferring California tax and then not having to pay it when you take it out. So that can be a big one. And then also, are you going to just rent the house? Are you going to rent where you're going to go to? Yeah, there's lots of different options. So I'd say just kind of get some pros and cons. I mean, one of the interesting things, actually, my neighbor did this. When they sold their house, they booked 5 one-month Airbnbs in different parts of the country. And so they just wanted to figure out where they wanted to live. Two of them were locations where their kids are living, their adult children. But some weren't.
Uh-huh.
And so, yeah, they just wanted to kind of get a feel for it. And I think it's actually almost always a better option if you can to, you know, do a short-term rental or do something for a while before you get to know that neighborhood. Because you may think this one area, this one town you want to move to is good, but then once you live there a little bit, you find out the traffic's bad or other things. And, you know, so I think it's really good if you can to just, you know, initially rent, just check it out, and then also try to spend some time in all seasons.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, especially if you're leaving the Bay Area, where, you know, we complain when it, you know, the 1 or 2 days a year it hits freezing levels and stuff, and the rare days it hits 100. So yeah, if you're going someplace where it's snowing and ice storms, and, you know, I've seen a lot of clients move to other places, and yeah, they're dealing with a lot of weather.
We're digging into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag, and here's another one. I like how my money has been performing in the markets, but I am starting to get a little bit worried about the risk that I'm taking. Now, this is my life savings, so what are some moves I should make with my money, Eric?
Yeah, so that's one of the critical things is I think people way too much depend on the stock market to always be good, and we know there's... you know, dot-com crashes. We know there's 08 crashes, COVID crashes, right? All these things. And so, yeah, you cannot depend 100% on the stock market. So you want to have some foundational money, some money that can't go away, some money that's guaranteed. You want to have some money that's guaranteed ideally for the rest of your lifetime. And you also want to have some steady income in addition to the market money. So yeah, that'd be one of the things I would definitely recommend is start looking at those two other areas. Again, that's something we help with all of our clients here do is diversify that money out and make sure that you've got a plan that works in all conditions, all market conditions, because that's the only plan that you want.
Right, exactly. And so take us through your blueprint to worry-less wealth, which is what you're offering today.
Yeah, so the blueprint basically covers the 5 critical areas: having an income plan, a written income plan that takes into account taxes, inflation, everything, investment plan, how are those dollars set up, you know, are they in foundational, steady income, market money, look at the taxes, when should you convert, when should you not, when should you be put money into what account, when should you take money out of which account. Look at the healthcare issues along the way, if you're retiring pre-65, post-65, long-term care. And then even legacy, who's going to get your stuff at the end, what assets are better to leave behind, and all those types of things. So, you know, that's one of the things that we've been doing here for a long time at Heckman Financial is creating that blueprint to worry less wealth. And, you know, again, that's something we can create for you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you do is set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We'll talk about what your situation, what concerns you have. And then from there, we can kind of build out that blueprint that you have already that you just don't know. And we'll tell you what's working and what areas you might have some issues in. And then we can figure out ways to address them. So, you know, again, if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is set up that phone call. It's you can text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Let Eric and his team at Heckman Financial help guide you to help you lay out your income for the rest of your life. You might be retired for 20, 30, maybe even 40 years, and he and his team are here to guide you. Here's another question, and this one has to do with Social Security, Eric. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio email bag, and here's one here. Could Social Security really keep up with the cost of living?
You know, supposedly the government says it will.
Yeah.
You know, there was that huge increase for 2022 for inflation. But, you know, there's some years where there's been no increases and other ones where there have been in between. So, you know, you can kind of count on anywhere from 1% to 3%, you know, average increases. But Social Security is not that much money to start off with. I mean, for most people, that's not going to be a successful retirement if that's all you have. And so it's going to help. It's definitely not a bad thing, right? But it is something that you can't rely on Social Security, because Social Security is not going to be enough to have any sort of meaningful retirement or existence, I guess I would call it. So, yeah, you definitely have to have other assets that are, you know, outpacing that and keeping up with inflation.
You know, that worries me about baby boomers. You know, that's my generation, my peers. And, you know, I know, you know, several years ago, you and I were always talking about how people just haven't saved enough. What are you seeing mostly lately on people my age who are getting ready to retire?
Well, obviously, most of the clients that people come to me, they have done some savings, you know, so they, you know, have some built up, and they're trying to figure out, you know, some obviously have done very well, some not as well. And so it's like, okay, well, where do you want to, you know, how do you want to change stuff? Do you want to retire here, or you want to relocate, or do you want to work a few more years? You know, but that's the beauty of our income plan, is we can figure that out ahead of time, then make those decisions with some knowledge. You know, it's a lot worse when you're retired, then you're trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to live?
Yeah.
And, oh, shoot, I should have not retired for another couple of years.
Right, so, yeah, there you go.
You don't want to have that. Yeah, so you want to plan that ahead for
make
sure.
Make sure you have a plan for your income, yeah. Okay, here's probably the last question I can get in for today. We're reaching into Eric's Wealth Creator Radio mailbag. This one is asking, can you explain what a qualified charitable distribution is? I've read a little bit about it. I'm still not sure exactly what it is and what the benefits are.
So a qualified charitable distribution, QCD. Mm-hmm. So this is basically for people who have that required minimum distribution. So, you know, if you're hitting 72, the goofy thing about this law is when they changed it to 72, they did allow you to still donate your money at 70 and a half. I don't know who's going to do that, really, because you don't have to take the money out. So
yeah.
Why would you donate it unless you're being overly generous? But,
yeah.
You know, the reality for most people when they're retired is most people can't itemize anymore. You know, with a lot of the eliminations of the deductions and the, you know, getting rid of the exemptions, but having the higher standard deduction. Lots of times people are, when they're retired, they either have a small mortgage or no mortgage, so they can't have that mortgage write-off and other things. So they can't usually get a write-off for charitable donations. So what this does is it says, okay, well, yeah, you got to take out, you know, there's so much money from your, you know, your what we call your required minimum distribution, or RMD, from your retirement accounts. If you want, you can have that sent straight from whoever handles your IRA. So say if it's, you know, Fidelity, for example, go from Fidelity straight to that charity. You don't pay tax on it, but it meets the definition of you taking the money out.
Awesome.
And the cool thing is it kind of barely shows up on your tax return. It shows up there for a second, but comes right off. So it's not income. It's not a write-off, but it's just not income. So say you had to take out $10,000 and instead you donated that. That's not $10,000 of income. That's not, you know, stuff that you have to have a deduction for or anything else like that. You just don't pay the tax. So it's a great way to go. You know, again, that's one of those things where if you've got a plan, you work in that part of your plan, then it's easy to figure out how to donate that and when to do that. There's also things called donor advised funds that we use for people who have, you know, highly appreciated stock. That's a great way to you know, compile all your donations in 1 year. So there's a lot of different ways that you can really get some great tax benefits if you do some planning with not only a financial advisor who knows the financial markets type of stuff and investment products, but really also knows the taxes. So, you know, again, that's something we do here at Heckman Financial. So if you want to sit down with us and set up that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we talk about that, you know, income plan, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all you have to do is text us the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back with the rest of our show.
Become a wealth creator today. Text visit to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's visit to 800-454-1184.
Be sure to like and subscribe to Wealth Creator Radio so you can stay up to date on ways to build your wealth and create a retirement you and your family will enjoy for years to come. Like and subscribe today and create your wealth for tomorrow with Wealth Creator Radio.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric and I often discuss challenges and risks that happen in retirement. So, Eric, I think it's time for you to give us an example of something that has happened, someone who has experienced one of those retirement obstacles. We call it a financial fail. So what do you have for us today, Eric?
This is we'll call her Beth, but yeah, she was had some health issues, and she was a nurse, and she could have had a lifetime pension, but she wanted just to take the lump sum distribution because she figured with her health it wouldn't last as long, and you know, be a smarter decision. And so we set up a way to have her have an income for life for part of the money, and then have a pot of the money that would also be available if she needed it. And then, of course, one of her daughters needed help, so she wanted to help her. And then another daughter needed help. She kept helping her, and she kept helping them and kept helping them.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, after about four or five times saying that you're taking out too much, we almost basically stopped even having to tell her that, because she was just death to the to the consequences or whatever you want to call it. But basically, she's spent down one account and then had to raid the account that was going to pay the lifetime income before we were going to turn it on. And it was just something that was pretty much a mess. And, you know, I've seen that with a lot of clients where they think that they're helping the next generation by using up all their money, but no, you're not. they're younger. They can still struggle. They can still figure out a way to save. They can figure out a way to move to a cheaper area or do something different, right? There's always a solution long term. But there is no more time when you're in retirement. If you're retired and you're spending down assets too fast, you can't come back from that. So that's what we try to do every year with our clients when we're doing those progress meetings, and we're going through to see how things are going and making sure things are all on track. But you know, we had another case where a couple, they told us when they retired 3 years earlier that they're going to spend $9,000 a month in retirement. And when they did the math on how much they're withdrawing out of their bank accounts, it was 15. You know, that's a big difference,
yeah.
Right? So that's a lot more. And we showed that they were going to be running out of money in about 10 years at that clip. And you have to be having somebody there to help you, to tell you these things. Lots of times from an external viewpoint is a lot better, because lots of times you just don't see it and you're blind to it. So I would say one of the things that people want to get is get a lot of data, get a lot of education, really know what's going out there. And so one of the things we set up is all this great resources on the digital toolbox, where will your money last as long as you? Are you paying too much in taxes? Even my book, Worry Less Wealth, and even a time to set up, even a link to set up a time to talk with me. So all that is at the digital toolbox. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.